Welcome to this week's installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Rock Dillaman, lead pastor at ACAC. This week, there are two references to the Holy Spirit in our readings, both of them from one of the minor prophets, specifically the prophet Micah. And interestingly enough, the prophet Micah will be the focus of my preaching the weekend that this is being recorded. That is the first time that the weekly reading has aligned with my preaching schedule. The two references are in Micah chapter 2, verse 7, and Micah 3, verse 8. Now let me set the background so that these references make sense and have context. Micah was sent to the nation of Judah and did most of his prophesying in the capital city of Jerusalem at a time when Judah had experienced a tremendous decline in their relationship with God. As a nation, they had violated and set aside God's commandments concerning morality, economy, justice, and social issues. And God had spoken frequently to that nation through his prophets over the years regarding all of those matters. Well, they had set them all aside, and the result was a culture strikingly similar to our culture in the United States at the time this is being recorded. Because of unjust economic practices, there was a growing disparity between the rich and the poor. The great majority of the people were poor, and a tiny minority of the people were extraordinarily wealthy. The politicians of Judah were all bought and paid for, so they did nothing to protect the poor and everything to protect their own income and their own positions. And perhaps the greatest tragedy of all was that the religious leaders had also sold out. They only said what the wealthy and the power brokers wanted them to say. They adjusted the Word of God to fit the agenda of a corrupt culture. And so they were preaching that everything was fine and that God was blessing Judah because doing so kept them in positions of power and wealth. And among the religious leaders who were compromised were some who called themselves prophets. Remember, not everybody who calls themselves a prophet is a prophet. And those who called themselves prophets continually peddled a prosperity teaching and everything is fine in Judah teaching as a way of pleasing the people, holding their position, and acquiring wealth. In short, they were pimping their own population to line their pockets. Now, Micah, along with Isaiah, his contemporary, stepped into that scenario, telling the nation of Judah that they were in rebellion, that God was angry with them, that they were facing being conquered and dispersed, and offering them the chance to repent so that in the future they might be restored. Obviously, a corrupt populace much preferred the message of the false prophets to the message of Micah. So the false prophets began to discredit him. They began to tell him, in essence, to shut up, that he had mental health issues, that he misrepresented God, that he made God look angry and repulsive and vindictive, and everybody knew God loved Judah and would never do anything to hurt them because they were his covenant people. Now, they conveniently forgot that covenants can be violated. And when covenants are violated, the penalties are harsh. So that was the setting in which these two references to the Holy Spirit occur. In Micah chapter 2, verse 6, Micah echoes those false prophets who said of him, "Do not speak out." And then he says, "So they speak out. But if they do not speak out concerning these things, reproaches will not be turned back." He was saying, if I don't speak the truth, it's got to be disastrous. Then, quoting the false prophets, Micah says, "It is being said by those false prophets, O house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord impatient? Are these his doings?" In other words, the false prophets were suggesting that Micah was not speaking truth because he was portraying the Holy Spirit as being impatient, as being someone who would bring judgment. And Micah's response, "Do not my words do good to the one walking uprightly?" It's one of the more frequently quoted verses and statements from the book of Micah. "Do not my words do good to the one walking uprightly?" So, that first reference to the Holy Spirit came from false prophets. And they suggested that a message of judgment and vengeance and sin and calamity could not come from God because such a message makes the Holy Spirit look impatient. Now think of how ridiculous that is. Because anybody familiar with the history of Judah and the people of Israel know that the Holy Spirit showed incredible patience with them, sometimes over centuries, before finally bringing judgment and discipline upon them. But the false prophets, when confronted with the truth of the Holy Spirit, suggested that the Holy Spirit would never speak with such brutal honesty and never speak a message of judgment. So the takeaway, anytime you're listening to somebody who claims to be filled with the Holy Spirit, who is preaching what people want to hear, who is tickling the ears of a corrupt culture, who is appealing to greed and selfishness and the worst in a human heart and in a society, and doing all of that with the suggestion that they're being led by the Spirit, turn off the sound, find a different website, quit listening to that teacher. Because as the next reference to the Holy Spirit points out, the Holy Spirit doesn't gloss over sin. The Holy Spirit speaks directly to sin. Because that second reference is in Micah 3, verse 8. And leading into it, speaking of the false prophets who lead the people of God astray, he says, "They will one day be ashamed, and they will be embarrassed, and they will cover their mouths. But, verse 8, on the other hand, Micah said, I am filled with power with the Spirit of the Lord and with justice and courage to make known to Jacob his rebellious act, even to Israel his sin. Now see the difference? A true prophet who is filled with the Spirit has a passion for justice and the courage to speak frankly about a people and a nation's rebellion and their sin. This is so relevant. The most popular, widely listened to preacher in the United States today, and possibly the world, is a man who, by his own admission, does not speak of sin. He doesn't use the term. He rarely speaks of evil or of rebellion against God. Instead, he constantly preaches a cheery message that God loves you and wants all of your dreams to be fulfilled and wants to bless you. Now, it is true that God loves the human race, and it is true that He desires to bless the human race. But it is also true that the human race is in open rebellion against God. And where people rebel against God, eventually they experience God's righteous anger and God's judgment. And you cannot be blessed by God if you hold on to sin, which is rebellion against God. You can't rebel against God and be blessed by God. But that preacher who is popular because he never speaks of evil, sin, rebellion, because he never talks about God's wrath, anger, and vengeance, that teacher is just like the false prophets of ancient Judah. They told the people what they wanted to hear and raked in a fortune doing so. But Micah made it clear, when a prophet and a teacher is empowered by the Holy Spirit, they will have the guts to speak about justice, and they will point out rebellion and sin. Any pastor, teacher, prophet that never speaks about rebellion and sin, that never talks about God's discipline or judgment, is a false prophet, a false teacher, a compromised pastor like those in ancient Judah who continually said, God loves us and only wants to do wonderful things for us, while the nation was in headlong pursuit of materialism and power, while the disparity between rich and poor was growing, while politicians serve their own interests rather than the people. You see, there's nothing new under the sun. And people who know their Bible don't support, promote, or fall for false teachers. Only those ignorant of voices like Micah's become dupes for false teachers. Don't you be numbered among them. Any teacher that is empowered by the Spirit will speak of grace and sin. Because if you don't speak about sin, then words about grace lose all their significance. Where the Spirit is empowering, there will be the courage to confront injustice and speak about sin. Use that simple test and monitor the voices to whom you listen. Don't end up like Judah, continually talking about how God would bless them when they were standing on the precipice of judgment. Have a great week following the Holy Spirit.